Right, with us on the line, it is Thabiso Mokoena, Stakeholder Engagement Officer. First things first, Thabiso, what does the job of a Stakeholder Engagement Officer entails?
So basically, a Stakeholder Engagement Officer deals with engaging with communities around the reserves, as well as environmental education and capacity building for the communities surrounding our reserves in the Western Cape.
But how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it now for the past year.
What can you tell us about Cape Nature, what they're about, and the work you do there?
Cape Nature is responsible for the promotion and the protection of biodiversity in the Western Cape. So the entity manages most of the mountain catchments and the reserves that supply ecosystem services to the citizens of the Western Cape. And one of the reserves that we manage and one that is closest to me is the Otanikwa Nature Reserve here in George.
All right, today we'll be talking about your biodiversity crime in the hope that we can prevent it. Care to explain to listeners what biodiversity crime is?
So biodiversity crime involves the illegal collection and exploitation of wild indigenous plants and animals. So there are four main categories of biodiversity crime. So firstly, we have the illegal trade in animal carcasses. This includes the animal skin, tusks, horns, and so on. And we also find people that illegally hunt protected wild animals and also picking flora illegally. So lastly, there is the illegal hunting of game. And this also includes the illegal hunting methods, such as using traps and snares. These are all biodiversity crimes, and sadly, it's more common than we would think.
Tell us a bit more about why criminals target our biodiversity.
The unique plants and animals in the Western Cape. These attract biodiversity criminals. So they include scientists, syndicate recruits, and professional traders. They target our unique plants such as thimbles and animals such as tortoises and dwarf adders. At Otanikwa Nature Reserve, in particular, medicinal tree debarking is very common.
But this might sound like a serious question of the decade when one asks, why is the illegal collection and exploitation of plants as well as animals a problem?
These illegal activities can destroy our natural resources, habitats, and biodiversity. It also compromises our natural heritage and the ecological integrity of the Western Cape and contributes to the general criminal activities with all its negative social consequences.
So how do you go about as Cape Nature in terms of protecting these species from illegal collection and exploitation?
The Biodiversity Act of 2004, which it provides a framework for the protection of biodiversity. In other words, it protects protecting species and ecosystems. Since 2015, Cape Nature's alliance with the provincial and the national prosecuting authorities has resulted in hundreds of enforcement actions. Large fines can be issued for the illegal possessions and of protected plants and animals.
All right, with us on the line, it is Thabiso Mokoena, Stakeholder Engagement Officer from Cape Nature, dealing with the landscape east, that is your garden route, and Karoo. Yeah, today we are talking about the biodiversity crime. What can we as a public do to help prevent the illegal collection and exploitation of indigenous wild plants and animals?
Firstly, it is very important to ensure that you yourself are acting legally and always have a permit for harvesting, fishing, or other activities, as well as to ensure that any size and bag limits are adhered to. Listeners should report any suspicious activities or crimes, such as the illegal use of traps and snares, and also poison, as well as the transportation of game and plants, such as proteas and buhu, on public roads. In fact, any suspicious activity and irregularity should be reported to Cape Nature or the nearest police station.
And lastly, Tabiso, when can people go to find out more information about biodiversity or the permits that they may need?
Listeners can visit Cape Nature's website at www.capenature.co.za and follow us on all our social media pages. To report a crime anonymously to the police, contact the Crime Stop tip-off line on 086-0010111.
Tabiso Mugwena, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. All right. I hope that your listeners learned quite a lot today.